First and foremost, I want to thank Mr. Lurie, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, Don Smolinski, and the entire Eagles organization for this opportunity of a lifetime to play for this great and storied franchise. I've worked closely with Doug over the last three seasons, and I'm very thrilled about his opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League. I can't think of anyone who deserves it more. I'm very grateful that he brought me here, and I'm more excited than ever to reunite with him in Philadelphia and get started. I'd also like to thank Mr. Hunt, Andy Reid, John Dorsey, and the entire Chiefs organization for the past 3 years. It's been a blessing playing for Big Red up there in Kansas City, and we've had some great times together. He will be missed, but like I said, I'm looking forward to this opportunity. Also like to thank my wife, Hillary. She is with me in the room for being my rock. Without her, I don't know where I'd be. So I'd like to open the floor up for questions at this time.
Doug made clear to us that Sam's the starter, you're the number two. Did you sign understanding that, and is that okay with you?
Well, I signed to help the Philadelphia Eagles win a Super Bowl. I mean, that is first and foremost the goal. I think that Howie, that Mr. Lurie, that Doug have laid out, and that's been the ultimate goal the entire time. Now there's steps you have to take to obtain that goal, and that was one of the reasons I signed here, to help the Philadelphia Eagles win football games.
Do you have offers from other teams with guarantees that you would start?
I don't want to get into other teams and what offers. There were offers on the table, but at the end of the day, like I said, I felt that this organization, along with the leadership that was here, provided me the best opportunity to play some football.
Doug said that he believes, at your point in your career right now, that you have the potential and can be a starting quarterback. You obviously probably believe that. What do you think gives you the potential to do that?
Well, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think, in general, the NFL wouldn't be in the NFL if I didn't think I could be a starting quarterback in this league. There's certain steps you have to take to get that opportunity, and I'm looking forward to competing here. And I think that not only the quarterbacks are going to be competing, the entire team's going to be competing. I think, I talked to Doug earlier, that's what makes a team special. When your entire team, and especially your backups and your middle-range player, your lower-range players, they're competing to become a starter and take that starter's job, that starter has to work even harder to hold on to his job. So the competition breeds excellence. I truly believe that. I go back to my time when I was in New Orleans with Drew. I mean, I'm a second-year pro. He's, 10-year, 9-year vet, future Hall of Famer. And I'm telling him every single day when I'm the backup, I'm coming to take your job, dude. Like, I'm coming. I don't care if you're Drew Brees. I don't care who you are. And my mindset's not going to change. We're the best of friends still to this day. It brought out the best in us. It made us closer, and it made the team better.
Different group from getting to Kansas City to now, are you different? Maybe that's a better question. Are you
well, I think with in any Andy Reid offense, I think it's very quarterback specific. You have to be a very smart quarterback to run his offense. And I think learning from him for 3 years and really getting the notion of what's going on, along with Doug, because Doug played a huge part in that, what's going on in that quarterback room, it's made me such a smarter player. For me, I might not be the tallest guy in the world. I might not be the fastest guy in the world, but no one's going to outwork me. And that's something I've prided my entire NFL career on. You can't really measure your heart and your will, your determination, and you have to be smart. And I feel like I have all the physical tools in the world to play the position. I've showed it when I've gotten my chances, and I'm looking forward to showing the organization what I have.
Kind of the genesis of your connection with Doug. Why did you guys hit it off so well? And what is there between you two that is kind of formed this connection?
Yeah, I think with Doug, obviously we followed similar career paths. He was a backup for a lot of his career, backed up Dan Marino, Brett Favre, some of the greats in the game. And, so we clicked from day one, just that connection in general, and just how easygoing he is, man. He's a pleasure to be around. He's truly a player's coach. And I'm, what I'm most excited about for Doug is I'm excited for Doug to show his personality to the Philadelphia Eagles, and not just the coaching staff or the upper, echelon of the organization, the players. That's what I'm most looking forward to, because I know how Doug is. I know how, how vibrant his personality is around the players, how much he cares, how passionate he is, especially about Philadelphia. That's what I'm looking forward to most about seeing with him.
You went up to Drew Brees and talked about taking his job. Doug talked about your leadership. There are a lot of people you can't do that to and then be best friends with. How do you determine who does what, and do you think that's part of your charm, your leadership, that you know what to do and when?
Yeah, I think so. I think that you're not going to just walk in here to a new organization. You know, I've been here for maybe 36 hours in Philadelphia. You're not going to walk into this organization and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I expect to be the starter. I expect to do this. You have to show how hard you work to your teammates. That's the number one thing to me is how my teammates perceive me and that they know that I'm a hard worker, that I'm a great leader. And I promise you, I'm going to lead you to the right places. I've been here. I've done it. This is going to my eighth year. I've been around two amazing coaches and Sean Payton and Andy Reid, two amazing quarterbacks, and Drew Brees and Alex Smith. And along with that, with Doug and with my flavor, I feel like there's a really good mix here on what's going on. I mean, it's not every day that you get to play in an offense under Doug Peterson, Coach Frank, and Coach John Flip that have all played in the NFL, that have all called plays in the NFL. So that QB pedigree really excited me about what's going on here in Philadelphia.
How much responsibility do you think you'll have in kind of bringing along the other guys in the locker room up on the offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a very big advantage, not only to myself, but to the entire Philadelphia Eagles organization about how I know the offense. I joke about it with Doug all the time, and he tells me all the time, you're like a second coach out there, man. Like you have it down. You know exactly what I'm thinking, when I'm thinking. So I think I can bring that here and help the entire Philadelphia Eagles offense. And that's what I'm looking forward to is coaching it. And obviously, you know, it'll give me, confidence to go out there and play fast, not be able to think. And I'm excited to talk to Sam, and we chat a little bit earlier. We know each other, obviously. So I'm excited to work with Sam. I'm excited to help him along. He's a very smart guy. He's played in this league a very long time, so he's going to have no problem picking up the offense.
As part of that, what's your background with Sam?
Well, obviously, we could never beat him when he was at Oklahoma and we were at Missouri, so he has my number on that. Other than that, quarterback camps, but just playing against each other in college, you know. He was always somebody I really admired from a pure quarterback standpoint. He's a very smart guy. He's very well liked, as I can already tell from his teammates that I've talked to. So I'm looking forward to working with someone like that.
Any way wanting to come in here and compete versus helping, I guess, somebody to be considered your competition?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's you'd be crazy to think that I'm not like a super fiery competitor that wants to win the starting job. That should be the mindset of everyone on this team. So I'm going to do everything I can to not only show to my teammates that I can do that, but also to help Sam along. And it's not going to be one of those things where, you know, we're like bad mouthing each other or whatnot and stuff like that. What it is going to be is a healthy relationship that is built on confidence and trust and going out there and just competing. This entire team is going to be based on that.
Doug's resume, and there is a parallel obviously with you right now. Could you handle that if the end of your career? I mean, Doug never got his day in the sun, really. Would that mean? It has to be at least in the back of your mind after 8 years.
I think that the good Lord has a plan for me to follow, and this is part of the plan. The Philadelphia Eagles is part of this plan, and I'm taking every step necessary to lead myself in that direction to become a starter in this football league, because there's no doubt at all that I know I can play and play at a high level in this league given an opportunity. But like I said, my job here is to come in and try to help the Eagles win some football games.
Two more for Chase.
To this team, have they been on your radar since January?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think just, with Doug, obviously we have a very special relationship. So it definitely stood out just because of the pure fact that I knew the offense. I could go in there and play, and just the storied franchise that Mr. Lurie has built, and how he's, you know, been here so long building. And so that allure, I mean, it's the Eagles, man. Like, you know, like it's something that's very special. But yeah, I'd say that definitely played a part in the process.
You're probably better than anybody.
What did you say?
Coaching in your future.
I don't know.
I don't plan. Hopefully I play for 10, 12 more years. So we'll cross that bridge when it gets there.
Take one more question.
Chase, you know Doug better than anybody, and a lot of the guys haven't been around him. Those that would ask you about how he'll handle being a head coach, what would you say?
He's ready. He's been groomed by some of the better quarterbacks and better coaches in National Football League history. So he's looking forward to it. He's so excited. We spent, you know, probably way past our time limit on this little tour that we're doing up there talking. We spent like 45 minutes talking, and you could just feel the passion he has, not only for head coach, right, but for the Philadelphia Eagles and just getting ready. He's so excited to get the guys in here and get going, and I'm very blessed to be able to reunite with him.
Thanks, guys.